I'll begin this morning by reading a passage from the record of recorded sayings from Denyo Shonin. Denyo Shonin no Goichi Daiki no Kikigaki kara ご賛大をいただいて始まりたいと思います。I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho をお願いします。When Dotoku of Kanjuji Village in Yamashina, Kyoto went to see Denyo Shonin on New Year's Day in 1493,He received the following words from Denyo Shonin. Dotoku, how old are you? Dotoku, say the nembutsu. Kanjuji mura no Dotoku ga Meo 2年の元日 Denyo Shonin のもとへ新年のご挨拶に伺ったところ Shonin は Dotoku は今年でいくつになったのか。道徳よ、念仏申しなさい。と、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ。Good morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。For those of you I have not had the opportunity to greet yet this year, I wish you a happy new year. 今年初めて会う方は、新年おめでとうございます。今年もよろしくお願いいたします。Hope that you all had a wonderful New Year observance. I know that this month is also the Shotsuki Meinichi for some loved ones in your family, and surely you were missing those that we remember today, whether it's someone who passed in recent years or someone who passed many years ago. Surely your thoughts turn to them during the observance of New Year's, and it's wonderful that you're able to be here today to remember them here in the temple with all of our Dharma friends and family.
まあ、この1月にお浄土なさったご無一の方はおられるので今日の正月法要にお参りのことになるんですけど確かに正月の時にその方々を思い出してちょっと寂しい気持ちがあったかもしれませんが本当に今日ここで集まっていただいてお参りをすることは誠に素晴らしいことでございます。
So, Oshogatsu in the Japanese tradition is one of the major celebrations of the year when everyone returns home to spend time with their friends and family. Did anyone here travel to visit friends and family this past week? Did anybody come to visit you? I think a few people probably had visitors here. Oshogatsu used to be, traditionally, it was like a big birthday party, right?Because in Japan, there's this understanding that everyone turns one at the start of the new year. That's the year when we mark another year of aging. So it was everyone's birthday. And that's why people would get together and have these wonderful celebrations. People's individual birthdays weren't particularly observed, but they would receive, so they wouldn't receive birthday presents, but there's the custom of the otoshidama.The red envelopes, or now they're multicolored envelopes, people receive on New Year's as a kind of a gift, a congratulation, usually for children. And so those are kind of like traditional birthday presents, because the idea was everyone turned 1 year older at the same time on New Year's Day.
でまあ、お正月というのは、まあ、みんなの誕生日のようにみんなが1年間を年を取ったということですね、まあ、子供の成長がめでたいことであってそれでお年玉を渡したんですね、まあ、今ここアメリカではこの誕生日のプレゼントをあげるんですけど、まあ、昔は日本はそういうのがなくて、まあ、お年玉ということですね。
One of my teachers in Japan always said that he refuses to give birthday presents to his grandchildren. However, he always gives them very generous otoshidama, end of the year gifts.
私の日本の恩師の一名が絶対孫に誕生日のプレゼントあげないとおっしゃるんですけど、お年玉は多めに。その代わりに多めに渡すということですね。
So, in the Buddhist tradition of Japan, the New Year, of course, is a time for celebrating
celebrating all of the things that have happened. It's a wonderful and festive time. But many of our wise Buddhist teachers have also encouraged us to take it as a time of introspection, to reflect on our lives.
まあ、日本の仏教の伝統の中ではお正月はめでたいことでありながら自分の人生をよくよく見て考える必要があるとおっしゃる方もおられます。
One of those wonderful teachers is Denyo Shonin, and I read one of his sort of famous sayings at the start of my talk today.
まあ、その一人は蓮如上人という今日のお内陣の阿弥陀様のこう左側に映像があるんですけど、それは蓮如上人ですね。15世紀に私たちの浄土真宗の見教えを復活させたと尊敬されている方でございます。
蓮如上人 is here to just to the left of Amida Buddha. That portrait is 蓮如上人, and he was a 15th century teacher in our tradition who revived our teaching. And so he had many followers from throughout Japan, and some would travel to great distances to greet him on the New Year's.
蓮如上人は日本中のいろいろなところから、まあ、その蓮如上人の念仏の仲間、音道坊、音道行がおられて、そういう方々が遠くから蓮如上人に新年の挨拶を参る方は大勢におられたようでございます。
And one of those was a gentleman, profoundly deep Buddhist follower by the name of Dō Toku.
その一名は Dō Toku という方ですね。
We can imagine he was a close, dear friend of 蓮如上人's.
確かに蓮如上人の親しい友達ですね。
Usually when we greet our friends on New Year's, you know, what do we say? Say, Happy New Year! It's great to see you. You're looking well. Perhaps we might, if we speak Japanese, we might say,
おめでとうございます。今年もよろしくお願いします。
What does Denyo say to his dear friend? So he walks in and says, How old are you? You know, how old have you become? How many years have passed in your life?
Denyo 上人は、今年いくつになったんですか?これが挨拶ですよ。年を取ってるでしょうという意味ですね。
Then he says, Say the 念仏。
念仏を申しなさいと言うんですね。
It's a great gift that he gives to his friend on New Year's.
これは本当にいいおめでたいの言葉ですね。
It says to say the 念仏, to say I'm concerned for you. I'm concerned for the direction of your life. Please say the 念仏, please hear the teachings of Amida Buddha and clearly confirm the destination of your life.
そして念仏申しなさい。自分の人生の向かっていってる方向を確認してください。まあ、これより親切な言葉はないと私が思います。
蓮如上人 then goes on to give Dō Toku a Dharma teaching. He tells him that to say the 念仏 of self-power is to expect to say the 念仏 with the expectation that the Buddha will save you because you've said the 念仏 so many times.
そして蓮如上人はこの念仏について教えを親切にあげますね。自力の念仏というのは、私が何回も何回も念仏言ったら、仏様が私を救うということでしょう。
Then you says, the other power 念仏, the 念仏 I encourage you to say, is to entrust in Amida Buddha. And at that moment of entrusting, when you realize that Amida Buddha is taking care of you now, throughout the year, and most importantly, in your very last days, that you're cared for by Amida Butsu, thatFrom here on out, everything is taken care of by Amida Buddha. When you realize that, you feel deep gratitude. And with that spirit, say the 念仏.
で、念仏、他力の念仏は、阿弥陀如来の信心をいただいて、阿弥陀如来に任せて、必ず阿弥陀如来は、まあ、この一年間も、来年も、終わるまで、一番最後の最後まで、そして最後のところに阿弥陀仏の救いがあるので、それをいただいて感謝して喜ぶという心でお念仏を申しなさい。
This is a wonderful message that Denyo shares with his friend Dō Toku, but he also shares it with us.
私たちにもこの蓮如上人がこのメッセージを伝わります。Say the 念仏 this year. 今年念仏申しなさい。
As we gather here this morning, we're observing the passing of loved ones who passed away this month.
で、ここは1月にお浄土に往生した亡くなった方々を偲ぶ法要でございます。
We observe their each individual We know what day they passed. In the Buddhist tradition, we mark that day. So this is very interesting. In Buddhism, we don't traditionally observe birthdays. Everybody turns another year older on the New Year's Day. But we do recall the date of passing. The date of passing from this world.
まあ、仏教の中ではもともと一人一人の誕生日はあまり気にしないんですけど、祝わないんですけど、みんながお正月で一緒に祝うんですけど、ご命日は必ず分かってて、ご命日法要は必ず行うということですね。
For us, the passing from this world, that moment of passing, is a great birthday.
私たちにとってはこの命日は最も大切な誕生日でございます。
Because it's the day that our loved ones received birth in the Pure Land of Amida Buddha.
その亡くなった1月に亡くなった日は、阿弥陀如来のお浄土に往生した。阿弥陀如来のお浄土に誕生した。仏様が誕生した一日でございます。
The memorial day that we mark this month is the day when our loved ones were born in the Pure Land as Buddhas. It's the birthday of our loved ones as Buddhas. And so we gather here each year to remember our loved ones, to remember them as having been born as Buddhas.
そしてこの、お正月の1月にここにお参りして、戦没者が阿弥陀如来のお浄土に往生した。仏様が誕生したということですね。
So when we say that they are Buddhas for us, let's think about that great transformation that took place when they passed from this world.
仏となったというのはどういう意味でしょうか?
This physical body passed away. They weren't able to join us for osechi ryori, traditional Japanese dishes on New Year's Day, or toshikoshi soba the night before.
で、まあ、一緒に toshikoshi soba を食べたり、元旦の日に節地料理を食べたり、お年を飲んだりすることはできなかったですね。
We perhaps missed them while we were watching the football game or going out for other traditional New Year's family activities.
で、まあ、フットボールを見ながら、確かにいなかったと寂しい気持ちはあったかもしれませんね。
But if we look very closely and reflect on their lives, what was most real and true about them, we'll find that it wasn't this body that they lived in that's limited and has a set lifespan.
最も真実であることを確認しようとしましたら、この肉身的な体ではないですね。
It's that love and kindness that they shared with us. It's those wonderful lessons that they brought with us throughout our lives. And perhaps we've just come to appreciate those lessons this year, just recently, come to understand something that they taught us that we never realized or never fully appreciated before. And so this service is a wonderful opportunity for us to confirm that they're still very much a part of our lives, that they're still guiding us in the correct and true direction.
そしてこの戦没者が常に私たちのところに働きかけて、常に正しい方向に向かうように導かれているようで、まあ、生きている間にいろいろ親切にしていただいて、私たちのためにしやっていただいたことはいっぱいあるんですけど、おそらく今日になってようやく分かったことがあるということですね。というのは、まだまだ私たちの人生の中に生きているということですね。
A Buddha is a being of boundless wisdom and compassion, unlimited by this human form.
仏様というのは無量の知恵と慈悲の存在でございます。この体の限りのある体に限られていないものでございます。
So as we gather here this morning, perhaps we do still feel feelings of sadness, but we are also encouraged to find great joy. When Renyo, so often in his letters, encourages us to say the Nembutsu, he's encouraging us in the midst of impermanence, of sadness, of the difficulty of life, to find the joy of knowing our true direction.
Renyo Shonin の言葉の中によく念仏申しなさいということはありますが、それは Renyo Shonin はこの大変なことの中、寂しさの中、悲しみの中、喜びを見つけてください。阿弥陀如来の救いがある。
So as we say the Nembutsu, we hear the voice of Renyo Shonin, we hear the voice of Amida Buddha, We hear the voice of all those loved ones we remember here this morning calling us to also to say the Nembutsu and to clarify the direction of our lives. Nembutsu wo mosu toki wa Amida Nyōrai no yobigoe. Dennyo Shōnin no yobigoe. Watashi tachi no senbōsha no kyō shinobu katagata no kō yobigoe wo yonde watashi tachi no jinsei no tadashii hōkō wo kakunin shite kudasai toyu o Nembutsu no kotoba de gozaimasu. This time I invite you to join me in the Nembutsu and let us together hear the boundless voice of wisdom and compassion calling to us. Guishu ni Nembutsu wo moshimashō. Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo.